Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots will face one of their storied rivals in a divisional game under the bright lights at Gillette Stadium on Saturday. But before we get into the matchups and the storylines, let's take a look at the tail of the tape and unfold the history between the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts.
You know it well. It was the win that would send the Patriots to their second Super Bowl under Bill Belichick. It was Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And it went like this. A David Givens touchdown was the only one of the night for the Patriots, and then it was a game of field goals, fumbles, and interceptions. Ty Law came up with three of them against Manning, and Rodney Harrison with one. And they would meet again in the postseason the following year. The first half consisted of a series of field goals, and that would be all from the Colts that night. The Patriots didn't get a touchdown until the second half, with David Givens and then Tom Brady rushed for a one-yard TD to bring the lead to 20-3 over the Colts. Manning would end their final drive of the night with an interception by Rodney Harrison, and then the Patriots again would advance to the Super Bowl after defeating Indy 20-3. Could Peyton Manning ever beat Brady? He would at the end of the 2006 season. After spending 10 years with the Patriots, Adam Vinatieri was now a member of the Colts, and he would be the one to put the points on the board first for Indy. After the Pats got an early lead, Manning and the Colts would go on to defeat the Patriots and would go on to win the Super Bowl, Manning's first.
So gone are the days of the Brady-Manning storylines as it relates to the Colts coming to Foxborough. So we know about the history, but what do we know about this 2013 Colts team? What do we know about Andrew Luck? Well, here's a preview.
Andrew Luck is in his second season with the Colts and has already surpassed 8,000 passing yards combined from year one and year two. What's something that he and Brady have in common? Well, resiliency. In his 2012 season, he recorded well over 4,000 passing yards and finished the season going over 300 yards in six games, a feat that no other rookie quarterback has accomplished. And do we even need to recap their wild card win over the Chiefs? Their postseason dreams seemed hopeless when they were on the losing end of a 38-10 deficit. But there was still time and just enough luck to bring the Colts on the winning end at 45-44. They've done it before, and they could do it again.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.